This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today we continue our study, in which we've been engaged for at least 2 times, on proof of pardon. I realize there are many people who hold that they have been pardoned from sin who really do not even know what the Bible teaches about what to do to be saved. They are basing this upon a subjective experience. Already I've shown the necessity of our having the divine standard in order for us to know whether or not we have truly been saved from sin. I have pointed out their various false standards, pseudo-standards, which men use that cannot really be used to come to knowledge as to whether or not one has been saved. I have pointed out that conscience is not such a means. While a good conscience, living in good conscience, is necessary, it is not sufficient. One can live in good conscience and yet be entirely wrong. One can live in good conscience and be out of Christ, and therefore not a child of God, but a child of Satan. Now today we look at another false standard, another thing that people use to determine or to decide that they have received, or as some would put it, they have found the salvation which is offered through Christ, and that is by feelings or experience. Now there are a number of passages in the Bible which make clear that this simply will not do. In Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 25, the Bible declares, "There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." You see, the way seems right to the man, but the way he's actually involved in is not the way that leads to life, but it's the way that leads to death. Jesus taught much the same thing in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, when he said, "Enter ye in at the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth unto destruction, and many are they that enter in thereby." You see, a man is not saved unless he enters the narrow gate and walks down the straitened way. Now, my feeling good about religion, while feeling good is a concomitant outcome of one's actually being saved, for you'll remember that the Ethiopian eunuch, after being baptized into Christ, went on his way rejoicing. And the Philippian jailer rejoiced greatly with all of his house, having believed in God. But rejoicing is not a substitute for obedience to the truth. Rejoicing is a vital part of Christian salvation, but it is not a proof that one has been saved. Because if one has been taught incorrectly, then he will rejoice when he ought not to rejoice. He will rejoice perhaps while he's yet in his sin. So just feeling good simply will not do. You remember again the words of the text that we used. "Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works." There are all kinds of men we hear on radio and television and everywhere who claim to work miracles today, or that God is working miracles through them, or that God enables him to speak languages which they have never studied. But there is no man on earth today who can perform a miracle. There isn't a man on earth today who can heal a pin scratch on the back of the hand of the most faithful member he has. For miracles have ceased. Now there are many people who will think they are doing the will of God, but Jesus said, "I never knew you." The reason why he didn't know them was because they did not obey his will. It is only those who do the will of the Father that enter the kingdom. And friends, the Lord does not have 3 or 4 or 5 or 300 different wills by which we enter the kingdom. There is simply the will. I plead for you to recognize that awesome truth, that truth that is as important to you and to every other person as any truth can be. For it has to do with whether or not you are in Christ or out of Christ. If you have not obeyed that will, you're not in the kingdom. If you're not in the kingdom, you're not blood-bought. And if you're not blood-bought, you're lost. I plead with you to be with us again tomorrow when we continue our study of this very important study of proof of pardon.